morning, everyone. Fortunately, on this lovely first day of June here in New York City, we have Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, with us. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So I'm going to read the news story that we've been reporting all morning. AIG's board, AIG, which I'm, if I'm not mistaken, is owned by the federal government.
They're a ward of the state.
Okay, ward of the state. AIG's board has rejected a plan to sell its Asian life insurance arm to Prudential. The $35 billion deal would have provided the U.S. government with its first major bailout repayment. Okay, that's the news story. Who's driving the show here? If the U.S. government owns AIG, why wouldn't they just sell to Prudential, get the $35 billion, pay back the taxpayers, and be done with it?
So AIG's board is actually trying to block Prudential from getting a lower price. Prudential has been wanting a lower price, and AIG is doing what they, you know, their executives are doing what they think is their job, which is to maximize the price they get for this.
For repayment to the government.
Right, so for repayment to the government. And, you know, after they repay the government, you know, many of them hope the company will continue onward.
So do we think there's some government official here on the AIG board who's going, no, that price is too low. Darn it, we're going to go to $40 billion or $50
billion. So here's how it works. We have these appointed trustees for the taxpayer investment. They get some say in what AIG does. But also, AIG interacts very closely with regulators. They are in constant contact with the Fed. The Fed has a whole kind of SWAT team appointed to AIG.
And that's because the Fed has a piece of AIG,
right,
just like the taxpayers.
So keep in mind, there is not just one government body interacting with AIG. The Fed and the Treasury almost have different interests.
They're competing.
They're competing. That's
You're kidding
right.
me.
No, they're competing because the Fed first made a loan back on September 16th, remember, in 2008, right after Lehman collapsed. It was the Fed that came in and they loaned all this money to AIG. And it was the Treasury Department with TARP money, with the bailout money.
That's the taxpayers.
The taxpayer money didn't come in for a couple months later.
All right.
And so the Fed gets paid back before the taxpayer. So the Fed, you could say, might want quick sales and get the money out. They get paid back first. And then maybe the Treasury would want higher prices because you've got to pay the Fed back before the Treasury.
Right,
so
they're
competing interests.
Let me just back up here. So AIG, let's say, manages to sell its life insurance arm to somebody for $50 billion. Taxpayer says yes, but the Fed says, no, 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 we get paid first. How much does AIG owe the Fed, and would it take all this $50
billion? So the AIG owes the Fed $80 billion. They owe them a lot. But they have a lot of other units to sell. And remember, they've already sold some. But we don't know what's going on behind the scenes here. We don't know what the Fed's pushing for.
Wait, they've already sold some. Have they paid any of the money back to the
paying,
Fed?
No, they're going to pay it all back, you know, together. But they already have sold a lot of things, and they're working, and they're getting close to paying the Fed back.
But the takeaway here, the thing to watch is if you're a taxpayer and you're really concerned about AIG paying back the taxpayer money, right, it's got to be an amount greater than $80 billion because that's what the Fed gets first.
That's right.
Wow, so $35 billion
doesn't
get you.
Stand in line, taxpayer. Stand in line.
And wait for a long, long time. That was great, Louise. Thanks so much. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.